Siyata Dishmai, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We're going to start four lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara Omer Rish Lakish, Arba Dvorim, four things, Ha'oisa Oison, anybody who does them, Domoi Baroishai, Umischayev Benafshai, then he's holding his own blood in his own hands, and if he were to get killed, he will be held responsible for that. And that's because these four things cause a ruach ra, an evil spirit, to harm a person. Eluhein, and they are as follows. Hanifne, somebody who relieves himself, bein dekel, lekoisel, between a palm tree and a wall. V'ha'ovar bein shnei dekolim, somebody who walks between two, somebody who passes between two palm trees. The Gemara is soon going to explain under which conditions we're referring. V'ha'shoise maim she'ulim, and somebody who drinks water that was borrowed. V'ha'ovar al mayim shfuchim, and somebody who walks and steps over spilt water. Vafilu shafchosei ishtei befonov, even if his wife poured the water out in front of him, nonetheless, walking over it, that is dangerous because the evil spirits get attracted to the water. Says the Gemara is going to explain them now. Hanifna bein dekel, somebody who relieves himself, excuses himself between a palm tree and a wall. Lo omron elo de lesli arba amois. It's only if there isn't four amois in between, in that area between the palm and the wall. If there isn't four amois, then this shade, this demon, this spirit has no place to move, and therefore it will harm him. Avol isli arba amois. If there's four amois, and therefore there's enough space for this spirit to go through that area without having to harm the person, less lon bothers, we do not need to worry. V'chiles li'arba amois, even when there's no four amois, le'omron elo deleka darka achrina. It's only when there's no other way that this spirit, this shade, can pass through. Aval ikka darka achrina, if there's some other way, maybe around the trees, I don't know exactly. These are all concepts that we don't really understand because we don't know the nature of demons and spirits, etc. But if there's another route for this shade to go through past, less than bo, there's nothing to worry about. Continues the Gemara, Ha'ovar ben shnei dekolim, somebody walks between two palm trees, that Rish Lakish said doing that is dangerous. Le'omron elo delei poskin rosh hasarabim, it's only if there isn't a public pathway going between these two palm trees. Aval paskinu shosarabim les lon bom. These spirits have no permission to take control of public fairways. They cannot steal from the public, and therefore there's no issue of walking between two palm trees on a public path. Continues the Gemara. The next thing was ashoise maim sheulim, somebody who drinks some water that was borrowed. Lo omron elo de shailinu kotn, it's only if a minor, if a child borrowed the water. Aval godl, if an adult borrowed the water, less than bo, there's nothing to be concerned about. Vafilu shailinu kotn, and even if a child borrowed the water, nami lo omron elo besode, then it's only true in the case that they were in a field. There's not a lot of water found in the fields, and these spirits, who may be very thirsty, they get attracted to the water in the fields, and therefore it's dangerous. Abul Be'ir, however, in a city, that water is very common, there's no issue with borrowing water, because the spirits do not get attracted to it. They have plenty of water. Afilu basoda, and even in a field where there isn't so much water, nami le'omron elo maya, this concern was only relating to water. Aval chamra v'shichra, but wine and beer, less than bo, there's no issue. The spirits obviously don't get attracted as much to wine and beer as they do to water. Continues the Gemara, v'ha'ovir al ma'im shfuchim. The next thing that Rish Lakish said was somebody who steps over spilt water is putting himself in danger because the evil spirits, they rest on still water. Lo omron elo deloy afsekinu afra, it's only if they didn't sprinkle on top of this spilt water some earth. Veloy tof buhuroika, and they didn't spit any saliva into it. Aval afsekinu, but if they put some earth on it, oy tof buhuroika, or spit some saliva on it, les lambo, there's no issue. Veloy omron elo deloy ovar olayu shimshom, this concern is only if the sun has not passed over and shone on this water, nor have 60 steps. People haven't yet stepped over this water, then there's an issue. Aval over alayu shimsho, but if the sun has passed over this water, va over alayu shitin nigri, all 60 steps have been passed over this water, less lanba, there's no issue. Vale omron elo de lo yrochiv chamra, and this concern is only if he's not riding a donkey. Vale isayim masoni, and he's not wearing shoes. Aval rochiv chamra, but if he's on a donkey, vesayim masoni, and or he's wearing shoes, less lanba, there's no issue. Vahanamili, this is all true when it's just the evil spirits, the shadim, or whatever these powers are that reside on the water. And therefore, we're not concerned in all the above situations. However, that's only when there's no concern that there's witchcraft being done. But in a place where there's reason to be concerned that there are people practicing witchcraft, even if all those above that we said do not have a danger, even if all of them apply, we still have to be concerned. Vahu Gavra, there was this person, Dorochiv Chamro, he was riding on a donkey, Vesayim Masoni, and he was wearing shoes. And nonetheless, when he passed over the water, there was obviously a place where there was Kshofim, where there was magic, witchcraft, Vegomud Masoni, and his shoes shrunk, Vetzovu Kore, and his foot shriveled up and dried up. Which means that there was a Kishof, there was some spirit or some evil power on that water that hurt this person. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbanon. Shloisha, there are three things, Ein Mematzin, that they should not pass between two people, V'loi Mismatzin, and nor should a person walk between two of them. Ve'eluhin, and they are, Hakelev, a dog should not walk between two people, nor should a person walk between two dogs, V'adekel, and a palm tree, V'isha, and a woman. V'yesh oimrim, some say af a chazir, also a pig. V'yesh oimrim af a nochosh, and some say also a snake. V'imematzin, if it did happen that one of these three things went between two people, ma'itekante, what can they do? How can they remedy the situation? Omer of Papa, if Papa says he should say the posuk niftach bekel, he should start with the posuk that starts with kale. In Parshas Bolok, it says, "Keil meitziyom mitzrayim, kiloi nochosh b'yakiv v'goymer, v'nafsik b'keil," and finish off with a pasuk that ends with keil, until it says, "Ma po'al keil." Inami o niftach b'loi, should start with a pasuk that starts with loi, loi ish el, ad and v'nafsik, and you should say the psukim till b'loi, till again it finishes off with loi yakimeno. Continues the Gemara, Hani Beitrei, there were these two people, the matzel lahu isha nida, that a woman who was a nida walked between them. Then im tchilas nidahi, if she's at the beginning of her nida period, then hireges echad mehem, one of them can assume at least one of them is going to get killed. Im b'soif nida sahi, if it's the end of her nida period, then meriva oisa b'neim, it causes arguments between these two people. Maite kante, how can they remedy this if it happened? Niftach bekeil, unasayim uvenafsik bekeil, they should say the psukim that we said before, starts with el mitziyom mitzrayim, kiloi nochosh b'yakiv, and finishes with ma po'al el. Continues the Gemara. Hanitrei noshi, there were these two women, the yosvon b'proshas drochim, that they were standing, they were sitting in a proshas drochim, in a crossroads. Choda b'hai gisa, one on this side of the road, the shvila, of the road, of the path, v'choda b'idach gisa, and one on the other side of the path, u'mechuvnen apayu lehadodi, and their mouths were parallel with each other, v'adai b'kshofim oskinon, they are certainly engaged in witchcraft. And therefore, walking between them is dangerous. Maita kamte, what can he do if he has to go past? So the Gemara says, if he can go a different path, lezelbo, he should go in a better, safer path. If he's got no other path to go through, then if he's got another person with him, hold his hand, together, hold hands, and pass between them. If there's two people, and that's quite common, we'll see this later in the Gemara as well, that these spirits, they stay away from when there's groups of people, when there's numerous people, they generally will only harm a single person when present. If there's no other person that he can hold hands with and walk past, Neima Hochi should say as follows: Igeres, which is the name of some spirit, Oslas, another one, Asya, Belusya, and this is a type of incantation referring to these four spirits, Miskatla, Becheik Kavol, that you women, that you're engaged in the witchcraft with the help of these four, don't worry, Miskatla, they've already been killed, Becheik Kavol, with an arrow. This is an incantation he should say, and then he can walk past. Continues the Gemara, Hai manda poga be'itza, if somebody met a woman, be'idna de solkus mitvilas mitzvah, when she comes up, when she leaves the mikveh, having gone what we call a tevilas mitzvah, she was a nida, and now she's toiveled, and this person meets her. Ihu kodim u'mashamish, if this person that meets her has relations with his spouse, with his wife first, then achter le ledidei ruach zenunim, then this evil type of spirit will attach itself to him. Ihi kodmo mashamsha, but if she gets home first and has relations with her husband, then ochdelo ledida ruach zenunim, then the evil spirit will attach itself to her. Maite kante, what's their remedy? What can they do? Le mahochi, they should say as follows. And this is a posuk, sheichiv shoifeich buz al nedivim vayas im besoihu loy derech, which is a psukim that often used as a form of an incantation, but you say this pasuk and that protects them from the powers of these evil spirits. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Yitzchak, Maidichsiv, it says in the pasuk, Gam ki eilich, even when I go, Begay Talmovis, in the valley of death, Lo ira ra, I don't fear any evil, ki ato imodi, because you Hashem are with me. And this word Talmovis, which is normally translated as death, but Talmovis is made up of two words, tel moves, shadow of death, which means there are types of shadows which are dangerous. And there are different spirits, they generally prefer to stay out of the light, they go to darker places where there's a shadow. And the following are included in Gate Talmovis, is dangerous to pass there. Zeh Yoshan Betzel Dekel Yechidi, if there's a single palm tree, there's no other palm trees nearby, and somebody who sleeps in the shade of a single palm tree, then he is in danger of Talmovis. Or Betzel Levona, or in the shade at night time, when you've got the shadow that comes from the light of the moon, that the shades of a wall from the light of the moon, that's also called Tzel Moves. Or Batzel Dekel Yechidi, this that we said, that sleeping in the shadow of a single palm tree, Lo Omron Elo De Leinofil Tulo De Chavrei Ilave, it's only if the shadow of a different palm tree doesn't reach that palm tree. Avol Nofal Tulo De Chavrei, if the shadow of a neighboring palm tree reaches this palm tree, ilave, to this one, less lanba, then there's no issue. Elohod Tanya, the Gemara asks, how about what it says in the Braisa, Hayoshon Betzel Dekel Yechidi, somebody who sleeps in the shadow of a single palm tree, Bechotzer, only in a courtyard where there's not so much space for the spirits to move around, only there there's an issue. Vayoshan Betzel Levona, or somebody who sleeps in the shadow of the sun, of the moon, sorry, Domei Bereshit, then it's dangerous and he will be held responsible. So you see from here, so what does the Gemara say? Hey Chadomi, this Braisa, what's it talking about? If we say that there's the shadow of a different palm tree doesn't reach him, then afilu besodenami. Why do you say there's only an issue in a chotzer, in a courtyard where there's less space? We just said before, even in a field, there's an issue if there's a single tree and there's no shade of another tree that reaches him at the same time. Elolav, it must be shmamino. Bechotzer, in the case of a chotzer, afal gav de nofil tulo de chavrei lavei, that even though we said in a field, if there's shadow of another tree that reaches him at the same time, then he's safe. However, in a courtyard, that would not be the case. Shema mino, and that we indeed have proof from here that even if there's another tree that is casting its shadow on this person, nonetheless, it's not safe to sleep there. This that we said, that Tzalmoves also refers to somebody who sleeps in the shadow of the moon. That's only true when the shadow is on the west, which means at the end of the month, where the moon shines on the east, and somebody who's on the west side of a wall, then the shadow of the wall will be on the person. Aval b'madincha, however, when the shadow is on the east, which means at the beginning of the month, where the moon is shining from the west, and the shadow is on the east, les lanpo, then there's no concern. Continues the Gemara, Hai man de mafni, if somebody excuses himself, he relieves himself, agirda de dikla, on the stump of a palm tree, then achte leila didei, then will be attached to him, will accompany him, ruach palga, an evil spirit called palga. Hai man de matzli, somebody who leans reishe his head, agirda de dikla, on a stump of a palm tree, achte le ruach tzorda, then a spirit called tzorda, which is responsible for causing a person to have a migraine, a headache in half his head, to attach itself to him. Hayman de posa dikle, somebody who steps over the stump of a palm tree, I mikdal, if this palm tree was chopped down, kotil, it will cause this person to be killed. I iaker, if the palm tree was just uprooted, miaker, umeis, this person will be uprooted and will die. Says the Gemara, Hanamili de le monach kari lave, but this is only true if he doesn't actually put his foot on the stump of the palm tree. Aval monach kari lave, if he puts his foot onto the palm tree, les lan ba, there's no issue. Continues the Gemara, Chamisha tule hava. There are five types of shades, of shadows, under which or in which the evil spirits are found and is dangerous. Number one is tula de dikla, Yechida, the shadow, as we saw before, of a single palm tree, if there aren't other palm trees in close proximity. Another one is Tula de Kadno, the shade of a tree called Kadno. Number three, Tula de Parcha, the shade of a tree called Parcha. Number four, Tula de Zardasa, the shade of a tree called Zardasa. Ikadamra, some say Af Tula de Arba, some say also the shade of a boat, Vetula de Arvasa, and the shade of a willow tree, an aravos tree. Klala de Milsa, the rule is, kol de nofish ampe, wherever there's an abundant amount of, a very large amount of branches, koshi tule, then it's harmful to be in its shadow. The kol de koshi silve, wherever there's the wood is thorny, that means it's a hard wood, there's thorns on it, koshi tula, then the shadow is also harmful. Lebar, besides for kru masha, this plant or this tree called kru masha, that avalgav de koshi silavei, even though its wood is hard, le koshi tule, nonetheless, it's not harmful to be in its shadow. De omra le shida libra, because there was this shade, this demon that said to her son, pirche, fly away, pirche nafsheich, fly yourself away from here, mikru masha, from this tree called kru masha, di'ihu, because it was this tree who dekotel la'avuch, that killed your father, vekotel ledidei, and will probably, or could kill him, referring to the son that she was speaking to, could kill you as well, and therefore fly away. So you see that these spirits, these shadim, they don't come near this kru masha. Omar Rav Ashi says, Chazino le Rav Kahana, I saw the Rav Kahana de Porish Mikul Hutuli, he would avoid any types of shadows. Bei Parchi, the spirits which are found on Parchi, a type of a tree or a plant, Ruchi, the name is called Ruchi. De Bei Zardasa, those spirits that are found in the shade of the Zardasa, Shida, they are called the Shadim. De Bei Igra, those that are found on the rooftops, Rishpi, they're called Rishpi. Lemainav Kamina, what's the difference what their names are? Lekamia, if somebody wants to write an amulet, he's got to write it. If somebody was in the shadow of these things, then, and he's afraid of getting hurt, then he has to write an amulet, and he's got to associate the amulet to the right, to the name of the spirit that is endangering the person. So you have to know what they're called. Continues the Gemara. The Bei Parcha, the spirits by the Parchi, Beria She'en Lo'inayim, the spirits that are there, they don't have any eyes. L'mayinav Kimina, why is it important to tell us this information? L'gzuzelo, it makes a difference that you should know that the spirit cannot see you, and if you're there, if you encounter this spirit, you can run away, it won't run after you because it cannot see you. Zimnachod at one point have a ozel tzurum rabbonon. There was a chacham that was going la'afnuya, that was going to relieve himself lebei parcha in the shadow of a tree called parchi. Shama de ka'osi lavei. He heard that the spirit of the bei parchi called ruchi was coming to him. V'gazila, and he ran away. Ki ozla, when this spirit came, then chavke ledikla, it fell, or it couldn't see where it was going, and it grabbed hold of a palm tree. Tzovach dikla, the palm tree just shriveled up, and upokahi, and the spirit just burst. Continues the Gemara, Parcha, it's not clear what this word Parcha is doing here, but the Bei Zarada, those spirits found in the shade of the Zarada tree, Sheda are called Shadim. Hai Zaradasa, the Smicha Lemosa, this Zarada tree, which is close to the city, Loi Pachasa Mishitin Shidi, there's at least 60 Shadim demons in that tree. Lemai Nafkimina, why is it important to know how many are there? L'michtav le'kamir. Because you have to know when you're writing an amulet, or you're writing an amulet to be protected from having encountered or been in a place where there's one shade or where there's 60 shadim. Hahu bar kasha, there was this watchman, Demosa of the city, the ozil that he was going with koi, and he stood gabi zardasa in the shade of this zardasa tree. To have a samuch lemosa that was close to the city. Olu bei shitin shada, and 60 Shadim went up on it. V'istakin, and he was in danger. Also, lahumi rabbonon, and he came to this chacham. De lo yoda de zardasa de shitin shidahi, and this chacham didn't know that this zardasa has 60 shadim in it. Kosav lo kamiya, he wrote him an amulet lechod shida that would protect him from just one of the shadim. Shoma de tolu chinga begavei. He heard that they hung a chinga, which is a type of an instrument, begavei, in the tree of the, in the Zarada tree, the komashra, and they were singing hocha as follows. They were saying as follows: Sudre demar, the head covering of you, of this person, kitzur v'rabbonon, is compared, is similar to that of a Talmud Chochem. Bedikna, so we checked to see, are you a Talmud Chacham? And we saw, Bedikna Beimar, we checked into you, De Lo Yoda Baruch, that you didn't understand enough, well enough, this bracha that is set for a head covering, you didn't know that you're supposed to say the bracha of Baruch Oiter Yisrael Betif Ara, which is mentioned in the Gemara and Brachas of Samech Amud Beis. So he realized he was still in danger. Also, who Mirabonon De Yoda, the Zardusa Shitin Shidihava. So this Chacham, a different Chacham came, who knew that there were 60 spirits, Shadim, in this Zardusa tree. Kosav lo kamiya, and he wrote for this person an amulet, the Shitin Shidim, not for one shade, but for 60 Shadim. And then Shoma, he heard the Ka'omru, that these spirits now changed their tune, and they said, Panu Munaychu Mahocha, take away your utensils, or whatever they were, these spirits were using from here, because we have no permission to hurt this person. Continues the Gemara. The Pasuk says, Mazei Rav Ulchumei Reshef V'Ketev Meriri, which is the name of a mazik. We already learned about this in Brachas Daf Hey. There's a type of a spirit, a mazik, called Ketev Meriri. Says the Gemara, Trei Kotvi Hava, there are two spirits called Ketev Meriri. Chad Mikama Tiharo, one before noontime, the chad mi boso tiara, and one after noontime, the mekame tiara, the spirits that's found before noontime, ketev meriri shemoy. His name is ketev meriri, umerza, and it appears beikado de kamcha in a jug of this kamcha spice, v'hodar be bachsha, and it whirls round like a mixing spoon, the boso tiara, but the spirit called Ketev from afternoon is called Ketev Yoshut Tzoharayim, which is another pasuk. It says, "Bedev midever ba'ofel yaloich miketev Yoshut Tzoharayim." Shmoy, that's his name. Umerzen, it appears like beikarno deizel, like the horns of a goat. V'hodar be kenafya, and it whirls round like a sieve. Says the Gemara, Abaya have a shokel v'ozil. Abaya was going, he was walking. V'ozar Rav Papa miyamino, and Rav Papa was on the right side of Abaya. Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua mismoli, Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua was walking on the left side of Abaya. Chazya, he saw lahahu ketev meruri. He saw this spirit called ketev meruri, the ka'osi le'apei de smola, that was coming towards him on the left. Who was on the left? Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua was now in danger. Ahadra Lerav Papa lismolis. What Abaya did was he told Rav Papa, who was on the right, to go over to the left. Lerav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua liyamina, and told Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua, you go to the right. Omale Rav Papa. So Rav Papa said to Rav Huna, Ano, maishno de lechoshashli. I wonder why Abaya was not concerned about me getting hurt. Omar Leis, Abaya responded, At you, Rav Papa, shaita kaimis lecha. You're very wealthy, and it seems that you have a good muzzle, and Hashem is protecting you. Since Hashem is protecting you, it's clear that you're safe and you're not in danger of this evil spirit. Continues the Gemara, Michad betamuz, from Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, the first of Tammuz, ad Shitzar Bey, until the 16th of Tammuz, vaday shchichi. This spirit called Ketev Meriri is definitely found. Mikan va'elich, from after the 16th, sofik shchichi, sofik le shchichi. It's a doubt, it's a sofik, whether this spirit is found or not. Umeshtakhi, and it's found, betulei the chatzvas, and it's found in the shade of these of a special grass called chatzba, which have very deep roots. Yeshua mentioned used them when splitting Eretz Yisrael. The loy chotzav garmida that has not yet grown an amma. The shade of this grass is where these spirits are found. Ubetulei de tzafra, upanya, and in the shade of the morning or in the afternoon, in the evening, deloy have a garmida, which this shade is not an amma long. Ve'ikar, and primarily they are found betulei de beis hakisei, in the shadow of a lavatory of a beis hakisei. Continues the Gemara Omer of Yosef. Hanetlas mili, the following three things, yohiv arvoino lenohiro, they cause blindness to a person's eyesight. Manda sorik reisha, yovesh, somebody who combs his hair when it's dry. Umanda shossi, somebody who drinks wine, tif, which drips out of a barrel drop by drop. Umanda saim masoni, somebody who dons his shoes at the maisne kara, when his feet are still wet. Now that was what Rav Yosef says, continues the Gemara. Teloi, if somebody suspends his bread in a basket, babesa hanging in his home, Koshi laniyusa, it causes a person to become poor. Kadamra interest, people say, Tolo silta, if you suspend your basket with bread in, Tolo mazoine, then your sustenance would also be suspended. Vle omron elo rifta, and this is only true regarding bread, Aval bisra vukavra, but meat and fish, les lanbo, it was the custom to do that, and there's no issue with it. Urchehi, that's what they were always used to doing, there's no problem. Continues the Gemara. Pa'ori bebesa, if somebody is, even though he can afford normal bread, he buys this bran bread, a very poor quality bread, koshi laniyusa, it will cause him to become poor. Nashura bebesa, if there are breadcrumbs lying around on the floor in his house, koshi laniyusa will also cause him poverty. Beleile Shabbosis or Beleile Ravis, on the night of Shabbos, and the night of Wednesdays, and it's Tuesday night and Friday night, Shoru Mazikin Ilavei, the Mazikin, the spirits, they lurk around on them, on these breadcrumbs, and it's not safe. Continues the Gemara, Isra, the Malach, which is appointed, the Mazoina on sustenance, what's his name? Nokid Shemei, or Nokir Shemei, his name is Nokid, which means cleanliness. And this Malach expects to see a clean home. If he comes to see crumbs on the floor, then he can withhold a person's sustenance. Isra da'aniyusa, the Malach, which is responsible for poverty, Novel Shmei, his name is Novel, which means filth. And if he sees that there's filth, that means when regarding with the food, he sees that there's crumbs lying around and it's not clean, then it causes him to bring poverty. If somebody puts a plate on the mouth of a barrel, koshel anius, it also causes poverty. Says the Gemara, man de shasi maya, betzoi, if somebody drinks water betzoi on a plate, koshi lebarukti, it's difficult, it causes an eye disease. The ochil tochli, somebody who eats a type of a grass called tochli, v'leimosh yode and doesn't wash his hands, then mafchid, it causes some anxiety, an unexplained anxiety, is just a feeling of anxiety without knowing what he's anxious about. Tlos in yoyme for 30 days. The masuchar, if somebody lets blood from his shoulder called masuchar, v'leimosh yode and doesn't wash his hands, mafchid, it will cause him anxiety, shiva yoyme for 7 days. The shokil mazio, if somebody cuts his hair v'leimosh yode and doesn't wash his hands, mafchid tlos yoyme, then for 3 days he will suffer from anxiety. The shokil tufre, if somebody cuts his nails v'leimosh yode and doesn't wash his hands, mafchid chad yoyme, it will cause him anxiety for 1 day. And in all these cases, v'leyoda maiko mafchid, it will be an unexplained anxiety. Continues the Gemara. Yoda ausya, if somebody has the habit of putting his hands on his upper lip, darga lepachto, it's a step that will cause him to anxiety. Yoda aputo, if somebody commonly puts his hand on his forehead, darga leshinso, it causes tiredness and he'll fall asleep. Continues the Gemara Tana, oichlinu mashkin tachas amita, food or drink under a bed, afilu mechupin bikli barazel, even if they are covered with iron, with metal utensils, ruach ro sheir aleim, the evil spirit resides on them. And there's many halachas about this, but we're just doing a basic reading of the Gemara according to Rashi and Rashbam. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, lo yishte odom mayim, in the absence of light, a person should not drink water, lo yibaleli revius, not on Tuesday nights, v'lo yibaleli shabbosis, nor on Friday nights. V'imshasa, and if he did drink, domay baroishay, then he'll be held responsible if anything happens to him, mipnei sakona, because it's dangerous. My sakona, what's the danger? Answers the Gemara, ruach ro, an evil spirit is found on them. Asks the Gemara, v'imtzochi maitekante, if he's thirsty, what's his remedy? What can he do if he wants to drink water? Says the Gemara, neimo, he should say, shiva koilis sh'omar David alamayim, David amelech in Tehillim. He said in Perek Choftes, there's 7 times the word koil regarding water. V'hadinishti, and then you can drink it. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, and this is Psukim in Tehillim Perek Choftes, koil Hashem alamayim, eila kovid hirim, Hashem al mayim rabim, koil Hashem bakoyach, koil Hashem behodor, koil Hashem shever arozim, v'shaber Hashem esar zel vonoin, koil Hashem choytziv lavis eish, koil Hashem yochil midbok, Yochil Hashem Midbar Kodesh, Koil Hashem Yochili Layolis, Viechsoif Yoris, Vahicholoi Kuloi, Oimir Kovid. This is a perek that starts with Koil Hashem El Hamoyim and mentions 7 times the words Koil, the voice of Hashem. Say this perek and then you can drink. V'iloi, if he doesn't know these psukim, or he hasn't got where to read it from, you're not allowed to read psukim by heart, then what should he do? Ne'mahochi should say as follows, and this is an incantation, lul, shofon, anigroin, anirdofin, the 4 words, we don't know what they mean, and he's telling them, it could be these are names of spirits, he's saying, bin kuchva yasivna, between stars I'm sitting, bein beli'i shmini ozilna, and I go between thin people and fat people, and you spirits, if you want to hurt somebody, hurt them. V'iloi, and if he can't say that, or he doesn't know how to say that, yi'ika inish ba'adei, if there's another person present with him, nit'ore, you should wake him up, v'leima and say, or v'neima, you should say, v'neima le, planyo bar planso, referring to himself, I, the son of, and then his mother's name, tzachina maya, I'm thirsty for water, v'hod inishti, and then he can drink. V'iloi, and if there's no other person with him, mekarkeish, he should rattle nachtemo achatzwa, the lid, onto the barrel, sounding as if there's making a noise, as if there's other people there, v'hodanishta, and then he can drink. V'iloi, and if he cannot do that, if there's no lid, no barrel, the nishta be midi, then he should throw something into the water, v'hodanishti, and then he should drink. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbonon, lo yishte odom mayim, a person should not drink water, lo min anahoris, not from the rivers, v'lo min agomim, nor from the ponds, b'leilya at night, v'im shasa, and if he does drink, domi b'roishay, then he's responsible if anything happens to him, p'nei ha-sakona, because it was a danger. My sakona, what's the danger? Sakona shavriri, there's this mazik, there's this spirit called Shavriri, which that's which is responsible for the water in earthenware cups, and if a person gets in trouble with them, then they could cause a person to become blind. And therefore, don't drink water from rivers and ponds at night. V'itzochi, and if he's thirsty, ma'itekante, what can he do? Iik inish badei, if there's another person with him, leimele, he should say, planya bar planasa, that so-and-so, referring to himself, the son of, and his mother's name, tzachina maya, is thirsty for water. And then this shavriri, this spirit, will hear, that, so to speak, as if there's two people there, and he won't cause any harm. V'iloi, if he cannot say that, or if there's no other person with him, he should say to himself, Planya, referring to saying his own name, Omra li imi, my mother said to me, Izoyer, beware mi shavriri, from this spirit called shavriri. And then we break down shavriri into little parts, minimizing his power. Shavriri, briri, riri, yuri, ri. Tzachina maya mikasa chivra. I'm thirsty for water in earthenware cups. And saying that will relax the spirit, and the spirit will hopefully not cause any harm to this person. And Yemirat Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.